Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending October 23rd, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaicans honored on National Heroes Day 2020. Jamaica honored its outstanding citizens October 19th, 2020, National Heroes Day. Professor Orlando Patterson received Jamaica's fourth highest honor, the Order of Merit, at the event. Five Jamaicans received the Order of Jamaica, the fifth highest honor. They included Carl Samuda, Minister of Labor and Social Security, Thomas Tavares Finson, President of the Senate, Brian Winter for service to central banking and the financial services sector, Merlene Joyce Otte, Olympian, for service to international and national track and field, and Patrick Hilton for contributions to the financial sector and philanthropy. 31 Jamaicans received the Order of Distinction in the rank of Commander, and 40 individuals received the Order of Distinction in the rank of Officer for their outstanding work in their fields. The 2020 National Honors and Awards Ceremony was broadcast live from National Heroes Park on television and social media. Lisa Hanna becomes first official candidate for PNP presidency. Member of Parliament for St. Anne Southeastern, Lisa Hanna, was the first candidate for the presidency of the People's National Party, PNP, to register for the November 7, 2020 election. She was accompanied by several PNP women who marched to the party headquarters in St. Andrew for the occasion, waving flags with her image as they marched. Hanna has received endorsements from PNP Vice President Philip Paulwell and Donna Scott Motley, leader of the opposition in the Senate. Hanna is running against Mark Golding, MP for St. Andrew Southern, who has received the endorsement of former Deputy General Secretary of the PNP, Luther Buchanan, Senator Gabriella Morris, and Joan Gordon-Webley. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean diaspora to have cultural home in South Florida. A new Caribbean museum will soon be opened in Broward County, Florida. Described as the first Caribbean museum in the United States, the Island SPACE Caribbean Museum has its soft opening October 29th and 30th of 2020. The SPACE acronym stands for the Society for the Promotion of Artistic and Cultural Education. The grand opening takes place in January of 2021. According to Kalib Thompson, who was born in Jamaica and is the executive director of Island SPACE, the soft opening will allow people to see the work in progress. The museum has three spaces that cover 5,000 square feet and includes archives of the story of the Caribbean from the times of its indigenous peoples through the colonial period and onto emancipation and independence of the islands. The museum sections will explore arts and entertainment, Caribbean religions, and notable people of Caribbean heritage, including U.S. vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
COVID has affected my business in such a large way. To not be able to work for over 3 months, I lost 8 employees. They had no other choice. It was heartbreaking for me. Trump does not see me. To not have that sympathy or empathy, I don't understand how he can look himself in the eye. It's sickening. I think Kamala and Joe are an excellent choice for president and vice president. And I know that he's going to consider all the people in America. Kamala is, in a lot of ways, my sister, a lot of ways, my mother, my grandparents, someone that I recognize. You're growing up with black women, they're definitely a force to be reckoned with. I like that Joe actually has a plan. We do have to build it back better to give everyone equal opportunities to build their dreams.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Jamaican Jackie Gordon looks to make history in U.S. on November 3rd. Jackie Gordon is running to unseat Republican Peter King as representative of the 2nd Congressional District in Long Island, New York in 2020. If she wins, the Democratic candidate will be the first person born in Jamaica to gain a seat in the United States House of Representatives, as well as the first person of color to represent that congressional district, and the first woman to be elected from the district. Gordon attended White Marl School in St. Catherine, served in the U.S. military for 29 years, and spent nearly 30 years as a New York educator. She says her childhood in Jamaica taught her to help others and showed the importance of community. She wants to be a role model for every little girl growing up in Jamaica. Her platform is focused on keeping costs of healthcare and prescription drugs low and to protect those with pre-existing conditions, encouraging economic opportunities, promoting tax relief, protecting veterans, and supporting teachers and education. This week's business news. Use of checks reduced by 33% due to COVID-19 pandemic. While Jamaicans are still using checks, the need for physical distancing that results from restrictions imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic has made them less efficient. In July 2020, little more than $100 billion worth of checks were processed, compared to $160 billion in July of 2019. The use of retail point-of-sale processing has been boosted and surpassed 2019 usage, which indicates that retail consumers are spending money again, but not with checks. According to the Bank of Jamaica Payment System data bulletin, check transactions had been increasing for many years, but began fading in March of 2020, the same month COVID-19 was detected in Jamaica. This week's arts and entertainment news. Ashanti Findlay crowned Miss Universe Jamaica West. Ashanti Findlay, 18, is the new Miss Universe Jamaica West. Findlay is in the sixth form at Frome Technical High School. The pageant's grand finals were held at Beaches Negril in Westmoreland. Findlay says she entered the pageant in order to influence young people and to create a platform for fostering female empowerment. She noted that her experiences during the Miss Universe Jamaica West pageant were marked with love and support from her fellow contestants. At the pageant, Findlay wore the sash proclaiming her Miss Caribbean Seafood. She also won the sectional prizes of Best in Swimwear and Best in Evening Wear. She will join other regional title holders at the 2020 Miss Universe Beauty, Fashion and Wellness pageant scheduled for November 2020. Now for this week's sports news. Jamaica worries about availability of netballer Akin for Test Series against England. Doubts have arisen over whether goal shooter Romelda Akin will be available to join the Sunshine Girls in their pending 3-Test Series against England. Netball Jamaica must obtain the funds necessary to pay for a mandated quarantine for Akin upon her return from Australia, her country of citizenship. Efforts have been made to obtain the necessary funds from sponsors and the Jamaica Olympic Association for help in covering the required fee. 31-year-old Akin last represented the Sunshine Girls in 2019 at the Netball World Cup in Liverpool. She was drafted into the team following the departure of Janelle Fowler, who left for personal reasons. Akin, a top scorer in the 2020 Suncor Super Netball League, signed onto a one-year extension with the Queensland Firebirds for 2021. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.